哈利路亚！再次跟我们在座诸位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的好朋友，大家问安，大家平安。
Hallelujah! Again, I would like to give greetings of peace to all brothers and sisters, as well as our truth-seeking friends.
曾经有一个弟兄，跟小弟来分享。
There was once a brother who shared with me.
他过去是如何从对主耶稣原本充满信心与倚靠的生活当中。
How he went from someone who fully relied on the Lord Jesus in his everyday life
突然经历了从神而来的大考验与患难。
who suddenly endured a very difficult test from the Lord.
以下是他说的话了。
And what I'm going to say next is what he told me.
那一段神要成就他的旨意。
So at that period of time, God was trying to fulfill his will.
而赐下我生命中莫大苦难的那几年。
And in those years of the most difficult suffering in my life,
我几乎感受不到神。
I almost could not experience God with me.
我心中有困惑。
There were many difficulties and doubts in my mind.
却不敢向别人提起。
Yet I was unwilling to mention this to anyone.
怕被论断跟罪责。
I was afraid that I would be judged and rebuked.
论断我是一个没有信心的人。
That they would judge me as someone who was without faith.
论断我是一个胡思乱想的人。
That they would determine I was someone who was thinking about unnecessary things.
怕被责备，我的信仰过去都不是真的。
I was afraid to be rebuked that my previous faith was not true.
所以我不敢跟任何人提我心中的话。
Therefore, I was unwilling to speak my mind.
那一段时间，我从死荫的幽谷蹒跚走过。蹒跚什么意思知道吗
？In those times, I went through the valley of the shadow of death and crossed the difficult mountains.
在一连串很迫切，但是我觉得好像一直被神否定的祷告与静默之后
，And through a series of very difficult prayers where I feel like God was not answering me.
我的生命充满了挣扎与哀叹。
My life was full of struggle and sighing.
我每天的感受是完全的黑暗。
And every day, all I could feel in my life was darkness.
好像只剩下自己灵魂深处那个将残灯火般的微弱信心。
And the only faith that was left in me was a dimly lit lamp in the depths of my heart.
我的脑跟我的心要分裂了。
My mind and my heart was about to be ripped into half.
每天晚上独自一人在床上流泪。
And every night alone, I would be weeping in my bed.
我只能不断地向自己说那一句我的心都不愿意相信的话。
And I could only repeat to myself something that I could not truly believe in.
主必有美意，我不能测透。
That the Lord has His beautiful will that I cannot see through.
结果几年后，我猛然回首。
And a few years later, suddenly,
我发觉幽谷之路将近。
I realized that I had reached the end of my suffering.
我生命中的曙光重新出现了。
And once again, I saw the light in my life appear.
那个时候，我才想起主耶稣2000年前喊出的那一段话。
And it was only then where I remembered what the Lord Jesus said 2000 years ago.
看似被神离弃最痛苦的那句话。
The most powerful words spoken when you feel God has left you.
我才知道原来他那句话的意思。
And only now did I realize the true meaning of that phrase.
是在跟我说，我知道。
Was to tell me that I understand.
我知道。
I understand.
因为你所感受的，我全部都经历过。
Because what you have gone through, I have experienced all of it.
以上是那一位弟兄的分享。
And above is what that brother shared with me.
他说到最后意识到。他原来读圣经那句话，经过这么多年，他才知道是什么意思啊。
He said, through this entire ordeal, he finally understood the meaning of that phrase that he had read in the Bible.
那句话其实是主耶稣被钉十字架当时所说七句话当中的一句话。
And that phrase is one of the seven sentences that Jesus spoke while he was crucified on the cross.
我们一起来看马太福音27章46节。
Let us all read Matthew chapter 27, verse 46.
马太福音27章的46节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46.
约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：以利，以利拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Verse 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
两千年来啊，有许多非常高深的神学家试图要去探讨这一句耐人寻味的经文。
In these past 2,000 years, there have been many notable Bible scholars who have tried to interpret the meaning of this phrase.
也从啊这个经文里面也可以解出成许多的异端出来啊。
And from the scripture alone, there are many heresies that were also born.
所以什么 docetism 啊、幻影说啦、世子论啊，一大堆我们不讲了哈，这是神学范畴啦。
So there are many different things such as Gnosticism and other heresies that we will not talk about.
许多人无法理解这一句令人有所困惑的经文。
There are many people who cannot understand this puzzling verse.
如果耶稣是神，他为什么要这么说呢？
If Jesus is God, then why would he say such a thing?
所以小弟用下午一点时间，暂时以基督身为受难者的角色。
So this afternoon, I would like to share on the perspective of Lord Jesus as one who was suffering.
来分享主耶稣十字架上七句话当中这一句话的恩典何在。
To share about the grace that can be found in this one of the seven sentences Lord Jesus spoke on the cross.
我们首先要知道这一句呼喊。
We first need to understand that this cry.
它是出于一个人在绝身苦难当中的自然反应。
That it is born out of a natural instinct of a human who was suffering despair.
我们有一句俗谚嘛，叫做痛极乎娘啊，穷极乎天，对不对？
We have a saying where in pain you will cry out for your mother and in desperate times you will cry out for God.
你说外面那么多无神论者的朋友啊，怎么一天到晚遇到惊吓的事都说 My God, My God 呢？
Why?
他有 God 吗？
Why is it that so many of our atheist friends, whenever they meet, when they are surprised, they will help, my God, my God, do they really have a God?
我们再想一想耶稣在十字架上这一句呼喊。
We need to think that the Lord Jesus who cried out like this on the cross.
当然不是一个好奇性的问题啊。
This is not just a random question.
我的神啊，你为什么离弃我呢？难道是他求答案吗？
My God, why have you left me? Is this really Jesus looking for an answer?
这也不是一个求知性的问题。
This is not a rhetorical question either.
更不是一个提供反省、明知故问的问题。
And this is not a question that is born out of deep reflection.
什么叫明知故问呢？
And what does that mean?
哇，很多老师在课堂上喜欢搞这种教学法嘛。
There are many teachers who like to use this strategy in their teaching.
你们觉得这个问题的答案是什么呢？你以为他这是真问啊？
What do you think is the answer to this question? Do you think the teacher is really asking you?
他在问你的时候，他心中已经有答案了，对不对？
Because when the teacher is asking you, they already know the answer in their heart.
他是在敦促我们思考。
They are trying to use this to get us to think.
他是在加深我们的印象。
They are trying to enhance our impression.
我觉得主耶稣这一问跟这个一点关系都没有啊。
But the question Lord Jesus is asking here is completely different to that sort of thinking.
如果是明知故问的话，那表示什么呢？
If Jesus is trying to ask a rhetorical question, then what does that mean?
耶稣心里面认定神不会离弃我，喊假的啦！哇，耶稣也是装甲部队啊。
That Lord Jesus knows in his heart that the Lord, that God will never leave him, and he is just asking it as a rhetorical.
我们不要忽略前面经文所讲的。
We should not forget the context of this verse.
刚才四十六节前面描写耶稣怎么去喊出这句话，有形容词哦。
In verse 46, there is an adjective to how Lord Jesus cried out.
大声的，有没有？
You see, he cried out with a loud voice.
用这个字的意思是什么？
What is the meaning of describing it like this?
可见耶稣这一问啊，是激情的，是有情绪的。
When Jesus was asking this question, I mean, he asked it with emotion.
当小弟这么一讲啊，我们当中有些朋友或弟兄姐妹就觉得，怎么可以这样讲耶稣呢？
When I say it like this, people might question, why can you describe, how can you describe
it like this? 耶稣是神，是完美的，你怎么可以说他？有情绪，有激情呢？
Jesus is God, he is perfect. How can you say that he is with emotion and human flaws?
我请大家先不要这样把它想成一个极端啊。
I ask that you do not jump to these conclusions.
我们采取一般比较单纯 再说浅薄一点的观点来思考好了。
Let's first think about it from a more basic level.
我们不要不将思索的将所谓的理性跟情绪马上就是二分法。
We should not divide logic and human emotions or instinct from each other.
好像情绪就是血气，圣经所说的血气啊。
As if emotions are only born out of flesh.
然后耶稣啊，充满了灵性，应该是理性才对啊。
And that since Jesus is filled with the Spirit, that he is only logical.
是这样子吗？
Is that really the case?
你还记得耶稣还翻过人家的桌子耶？
We should remember that even Lord Jesus had turned over their tables.
小弟常常讲这个啊，所以我们不要轻看我们旁边的弟兄姐妹。
I always say we should not look down on the people around us.
有时候我们会说啊，哎呀，传道，那我们灵修要进步啊，怎么有人讲话那么大声啊？
Sometimes people come to me saying, preacher, we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
怎么人讲话充满情绪啊？
How come their voices are full of their emotions?
那个时候小弟会说，那请问他有进会堂把椅子翻掉吗？
And then I'll reply, have they gone into the chapel and turned over the chairs?
没有啊，那还得了啊。
No, they haven't, so what's it to them?
那我说还好耶稣没在这里啊，不然你会去请总会处理他
啊。I said, thankfully, Jesus is not here, otherwise you will go to the council and ask them to kick him out.
情绪跟理性。
Emotions and logic.
我们觉得情绪跟理性是绝不相容的。
Sometimes we think that these two should never mix.
但若我们深信耶稣是道成肉身来的，
However, if we truly believe that Lord Jesus is the Word become flesh,
所以在我们教会的传统信仰，我们相信耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人。
Within the traditional beliefs of our church, we know that Lord Jesus is fully God and fully human.
你们从来没想过哦，这个人跟神的比例多少嘛，对不对？
And we have never thought about the ratio of God and human.
这2000年来啊，都有一些吃饱没事干的人专门在研究这个，已经研究完了。
And in these 2000 years, there are many people who have got nothing better to do that have already thought of this question.
所以有一种神学理论啊，他说耶稣的人性就好像只是一滴水滴进他神性的大海里，是这样子吗？这个不要信哦，这个不是我们的信仰，我只是讲而已哦。
Some Bible scholars say that Lord Jesus' humanity is just a drop in the water that is his divinity, but you should not believe this.
注意刚才小弟的形容词，耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人。完全的人就所有人经历的感受，他全部都有。
Remember, I said Jesus is fully God and fully human. Therefore, all of the experiences and emotions a human would have, Jesus had experienced it.
为什么要有圣经根据的？等一下我们看就知道了。
And this has Bible backing, which we will look at.
所以，既然是完全的人，耶稣也会有情绪。
Since Jesus is fully human, he also has emotions.
耶稣也会有激动。
He will become overwhelmed.
但是我们相信他这种激动跟情绪完全不会脱离他理性跟美好灵性的范畴。
But we understand that even when Jesus is overwhelmed with emotion, he will not depart from the perfect spirituality and divinity that he has.
那我们继续感受耶稣在十字架上这一喊，目的是什么？为什么？
We need to understand why is it that Lord Jesus cried out like this on the cross?
他留给我们的信息是什么呢？
What is the message he is trying to give us?
我们无意将接下来的讨论啊，导向系统神学里面的什么神论啊、人论啊、基督论啊。不用这么奥秘，我们用我们听得懂的就好了。
In our study this afternoon, we do not need to go into concepts such as divinity, humanity, and God yet.
来，大家想一想，耶稣道成肉身来，他同时身上有什么样的角色？先这样思考，给你们十秒钟想一想。
What we need to do is first think, when Lord Jesus was in this world, what sort of role was he playing?
他是主，对不对
？He is the Lord.
他是救世主。
He is the Savior.
他也是信徒。
He is also a believer.
各位，他是信徒，你知道吗
？Did you know Lord Jesus was a believer?
你不要以为他是来当王而已，他也是信徒啊。
Do not think that Lord Jesus only came to be king.
所以他为我们做祷告的模范。
That is why he set a model prayer for us.
他教我们活出他的样式。
He taught us to live out his example.
还有，他也是个人啊，也是个人子人啊。
Jesus is a son of man. He is a human.
我们就从这个信徒跟人的角色继续思考，我们就可以找到答案了。
And let's continue to think about Lord Jesus' role as a follower and a human.
但是我们继续在想这一句话之前，我们来想一个东西。
But before we go down this line of reasoning, let's first think.
信仰为我们带来盼望，对不对？
Faith brings us hope. Is that right?
但是你们曾经感受过吗？这些盼望为我们带来多大的痛苦？
But have you ever thought how much suffering has this hope brought us?
你感受到盼望的实现啊，那是十分美好的事。
When you experience hope and truly feel it, that is such a wonderful thing.
所以有一些外面的人啊，他们不是我们基督徒，他们讲的好像有道理哦。
So there are some outsiders who are not Christians. What they say seems to.
你问他说你有什么盼望吗 ？Elpis 有盼望吗
？You ask them, do you have any hope?
他说我才不盼望呢。
But they say no, I don't have any hope.
因为我盼望之后常常失望。
Because after I have hope, then I'll be disappointed.
所以为了避免我失望啊，我就干脆都不盼望了。哎，有道理耶。
Therefore, to prevent myself from being disappointed, I will never hope. And it sounds like they have an argument.
所以他凡事没有期待、没有盼望啊，是一种自我保护机制，你们了解吗？
Therefore, them never having expectations or hope is a self-defense mechanism.
你对什么事有期望啊？我不期望，不期望我就不会失望了嘛。
If you ask them, do you have any expectations? They say no, therefore I will never be disappointed.
刚才小弟说，有些人以为没有盼望就没有失望，我们要谈的是基督徒的盼望。
Some people say that if you never hope, you will never be disappointed. Now we will discuss the hope of a Christian.
刚才说耶稣有人子的角色。
Just then we say, Lord Jesus is a son of man, he is a human.
那请教各位，你们从圣经里面读到的耶稣对于天父，天上啊，他从来没有跟他分开过同一的那一位，应该有的盼望是什么？先来想。
Now think about, from what we have read in the Bible, Lord Jesus as a son of man has never departed from his hope in the one in heaven.
这个时候我们就不能单以先知跟导师的角色来看耶稣哦。
We should not only look at Lord Jesus as a prophet and as a teacher.
要理解到耶稣在这里也是一个天父的儿女。天父的儿女。
We need to understand that when Lord Jesus was on earth, he was also a child of God.
也是真神的门徒。
As well as a follower of the true God.
也就是说，他来到世界上，除了要救我们的这个目的之外，他就是要做出一个模范信徒的样子。大家觉得是不是
？When Lord Jesus came into this world, not only was he a savior, but he is also serves as a model for all of us as Christians.
所以经上这么说嘛，我们来看一句经节。
Therefore, the Bible says, "Let us turn to."
我们请看新约圣经罗马书八章二十九节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
新约圣经罗马书八章二十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren.
所以这里讲出基督来的其中一个重要任务，就是做我们的长子，立下我们可以效法的模样。
Here it tells us that the important task that Lord Jesus had was to be the firstborn and to be an example for the rest of us.
我们想回来，我们基督徒对神有许多的盼望。
As Christians, we have many hopes towards God.
这些盼望啊，跟外面所谓的希望有所不同哦。
And there is some difference to our hope with regards to the hope and expectations of non-Christians.
今天不是只有我们信耶稣的人有盼望，很多不是教会里面的朋友们，他们有各种各样的希望跟盼望啊。
Today, not only do us Christians have hope, but all other people who are not Christians also have hope and expectation.
我们跟他盼望最不一样的地方是，我们的盼望有一个基础，是建立在神所赐的话语，或者说是在他 promise 上面。
But the difference that our hope has is that our hope is built on the foundation of God's word and the promises of God.
而不只是出自于我们个人的喜好跟幻想或推论，不是的。
And our hope does not stem from our own thoughts, our expectations or delusions.
好啦，那从我们的盼望就谈到神答应过我们的事嘛，对不对？这个有个连结啦。
And there's a connection between our hope and what God has promised us.
那先不要看经文，我们在座诸位包括小弟，一般我们对神有什么样的盼望？
And let's not turn to the Bible yet. Let's think amongst ourselves. What is the common hope that we have towards God's promises?
会不会希望常常有平安？
Do we hope that we have constant peace?
你们没人点头，你们都不希望啊。
None of you are
你们要点头，等一下我祷告才会为你们努力祷告啊。
You need to nod, and then I will know to pray for you earnestly.
因为这个吃饱了，你们不点头，等一下很容易打瞌睡啊。我是教学法。
And if you are nodding, then it's easy for you to fall asleep.
你们希不希望有平安啊
？Do you hope to have peace?
我们出去一定有 risk， 你希不希望化险为夷嘛
？Whenever you leave the house, there is risk, and you want to avoid that, don't you?
希不希望我们祷告被神 应允啊。
And do you hope that when you pray, you'll be answered by God?
希不希望我们或者未信的家人避免苦难啊。
And do you hope that for us, our family, and our family members to escape from harm?
希不希望我们跟我们的后代或教会弟兄姐妹蒙受更多的祝福啊。
Do you hope that for us, our descendants, and the church can receive even greater blessings?
这些都是基本的盼望啊。
These are the basic hopes that we have.
你仔细查圣经哦，整本圣经有很多这样的应许哦，没有错哦。
And when we study the Bible, then yes, you're right, there are many such promises.
但是我们现在啊，在缩小范围，缩小那 category 啊。
But now let's tighten down the categories.
我们专门来列出几节圣经当中有关离不离弃这个主要动词，神离不离弃我们，神的应许是什么
？Let us list a few Bible verses which involve God promising not to leave us.
我们来看旧约圣经《生命记》四章三十一节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31.
请看《生命记》四章三十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31.
耶和华你神原是有怜悯的神，他总不撇下你，不灭绝你，也不忘记他岂是与你列祖所立的约。
For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them.
我们读到了，这是神的启示哦，他总不撇下我们，看到了哈，不是我们讲的，神说的。
This is a revelation from God. He will never forsake us. Not what we think, but this is what God promised.
所以我们从这里得到的信心是，只要我们用我们的信心跟生命侍奉神，神绝对不会丢下我们啊。
So long as we serve God in faith, then He will never leave us and leave us behind.
我们再来看诗篇三十七篇的三十三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 37, verse 33.
诗篇三十七篇三十三节。
Psalm 37, verse 33.
耶和华必不撇他在恶人手中，当审判的时候也不定他的罪。
The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged.
所以这一节继续加深我们同样的盼望，有没有？
This verse continues to deepen our hope.
使我们有信心能够胜过审判。
So that we have the faith and the strength to overcome judgment.
使我们知道，只要我们所行所想都符合神旨意的时候，我们不用怕任何仇敌跟恶人的逼迫跟陷害啊。
That so long as what we think and do is in accordance with God's will, then we will not fear persecution.
他绝对不会不管我们。
And God will never forget about us.
他站在对他忠心者的身边。
God stands by the side of those who are faithful to Him.
这种应许一直不断的出现哦。
And these promises constantly appear.
我们再来看诗篇九篇第十节。
Let us turn to Psalm 9, verse 10.
前面诗篇第九篇第十节。
Psalm 9, verse 10.
耶和华，认识你名的人要倚靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。阿们。
And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
在座弟兄姐妹，你们现在有没有寻求神啊
？Brothers and sisters, are you seeking God?
啊，有啊，你现在坐在这里就是在寻求神啊。
Yes.
你不是来参加音乐会的、啊。
You're seated here today because you're seeking God. You're not here just for a concert performance.
现在坐在坐这里啊，包括线上因故没办法来的，你们就是在寻求神，你才把这个时间挪出来嘛。
Currently, you who are sitting here and joining online, you are seeking God. You have set out this time apart.
你看多好，神说不会离弃你。
Isn't that wonderful that God says He will not forsake you?
我们再来看诗篇九十一篇十五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 91, verse 15.
诗篇九十一篇的十五节。
Psalm 91, verse 15.
他若求告我，我就应允他；他在急难中，我要与他同在；我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him with honor and honor him.
这一节我相信很多同龄都会背啊。
And I understand that I trust many of you.
多美好，对不对
？It's such a wonderful verse.
祷告蒙应允。
When we pray, we will be answered.
在危险的时候有帮助。
In danger, we will be delivered.
能够得救受福气。
We can be saved and be blessed.
无力的时候再读一次这个经文，我们都觉得被振奋啊。
When we are without strength and we read this verse, we will be once again strengthened.
所以我们在看一个众所周知，很多人整篇都会背起来的诗篇二十三篇啊。
And let us turn to another Psalm 23, which many of us can memorize.
请看诗篇二十三篇的第四节。
Psalm 23, verse 4.
诗篇二十三篇第四节。
Psalm 23, verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。阿们。
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
好了，我要问你一个关键问题了。
Now I ask a key question.
你们发觉我都故意挑旧约。
Have you seen that I've only been picking Old Testament verses?
因为现在换你要来当耶稣了。
And now it comes down to you to become Jesus.
耶稣是天父儿女，是标准的信徒。请问刚才念过的这些，他熟不熟？
Lord Jesus is the model Christian. He is our brethren. Would Jesus be familiar with all the verses
we read? 你不要把他想成神啊！就算有些人说啊，他是好，他熟不熟这些经文
？Would Jesus be familiar with these Bible passages?
我告诉你，熟就惨了。
I told you it would be a pity to just say
that
you're familiar.
还没有那么大的盼望。
If you are not familiar, then maybe you have little.
对，这些旧约经文啊，他熟到不能再熟，对不对
？Lord Jesus was too familiar with these passages.
所以就会产生一种结果，什么结果
？And therefore, it produces a result.
当我们信仰里面的盼望与我们现实所经历的产生极大背离的时候。你怎么去处理
？When there is a huge disparity between the hope we have from reading the Bible and our current circumstances, how do we reconcile this?
以利以利，拿巴撒巴哥大尼。
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
十字架，我觉得最惊心动魄的一句呼喊。
This is the most moving cry that Jesus said was on the cross.
让我们每个想要亲近耶稣、也追求真信仰的人，你一定会体会到两件事。
For everyone who truly believes and wants to seek after God, you will experience two things.
第一是耶稣基督在灵里面所经历那种死亡的事实。
Firstly, it is the feeling of true death that is experienced spiritually.
我们今天有些童年不怕死，感谢神。
Today, we thank God there are some brethren who are not afraid of death.
我们这种不怕死的信心啊，其实是建基在基督。帮我们死过一次上面啊。
And the faith that allows people to not be afraid of death stems from Lord Jesus having died for us.
我们怕死，并不表示我们在面对死亡的时候不会经历痛苦跟忧伤啊。
Us not being afraid of death does not mean that we will not suffer pain or anguish while dying.
第二个，从这句话我们理解到什么呢
？But secondly, we can also understand from this passage.
主耶稣绝对不是明知故问。
That Lord Jesus does not ask these rhetorical
等一下我们继续来讲了、哦、但是他会带给我们后来追随他的这些门徒有个信仰的醒思跟引导
Jesus will guide us who come after him in our journey of faith
大家要理解神确实是在耶稣基督里与我们所有的人一同受苦啦
We need to know that God through the Lord Jesus has truly suffered together with all of us
两千年前的 Hellenist 啊 ，Hellenist 就是那一些对希腊化公民的一种称呼啦 ，Hellenic。
2000 years ago, the Hellenists who were steeped in Greek culture.
两千年前的希腊跟两三千年前的古希腊出过很多有名的哲学家，你们都听过嘛，对不对
2 or 3 thousand years ago, the Hellenists produced many famous philosophers we all know.
他们是很理性的
，They were very logical.
所以在他们的理性的观念里面呢、啊，神的存在是什么
？In the logical standpoint, what is the position of God?
神的存在是不可能死亡、不可能流血、不可能痛苦，这是他们的定义啊 ，definition 呢、啊、是定义啊。
The definition of God was one who was eternal, unkillable, and would not bleed.
所以他们很不容易相信耶稣是神，因为耶稣这三样都有。
Therefore, it was very difficult for them to believe that Jesus is God because Jesus possesses all three of these characteristics.
那我告诉各位，那是因为他们的神太弱了。
And I tell everyone, it is because the Greek gods are too weak.
他们的神还有不可能，对不对
？Because their gods have things that they cannot do.
不可能流血，不可能死亡，不可能痛苦，都充满不可能、无能嘛。
So it is impossible for their gods to bleed or to die. Their gods are unable to do these things.
我们的神是全能到 对，神的本质应该不会发生这些事。
However, our God is so powerful that yes, His nature prevents these things from happening.
可是他全能到让自己可以来经历跟发生这些事，这就是他的伟大。各位要体会啊。
But God is so omnipotent that He is able to go through and experience death and suffering. That is His almighty.
神为什么来死呢？来痛苦呢
？Why did God come to die and to suffer?
替我们死。
He died for us.
为什么痛苦呢
？Why did He suffer?
来体恤我们的软弱。
To have empathy and experience our weakness.
你知道人都有这种现象哦。同样一段安慰的话，不同人讲出来，功效完全不一样。
There is a phenomenon where the same comforting words will have different effects based on who says it.
假设啦，我假设一个状况，假设我们丧失了儿女啦。
For example, hypothetically, if we had lost one of our children,
你一定是，我们叫做痛不欲生嘛。
You will be unconsolable.
这时候旁边一个从来没有生过儿女的。
And now, next to you, someone who has never born children before.
或者说他有生儿女，儿女还健在的。
Or someone who has children, but all their children are still living.
然后陪你一把鼻涕一把眼泪，说我了解，我了解，你不要伤心啦，这也是安慰啦，对不对
？They will come accompany you, comfort you, and cry with you, saying, "Don't worry, I understand." We need to ask God to remember your children.
可是你知道吗？这个时候，一个也跟你一样，早在多年前也丧失他所有的儿女的同龄，站在你面前。
But you need to understand that if another brethren comes who previously had lost all their children as well,
就看着你一句话都不用说，你就会受到安慰，你信不信
？All they need to do is stand next to you without saying a word and lay their arm on you, and you will be comforted.
为什么
？Why is that?
你知道他经历过跟我一样的痛跟难。
It is because you know they have experienced the same suffering and bitterness as you.
神如果从来没有来世界上受过这一遭啊，他讲再好听的经文啊，你听听就算了。
If God had never come into this world and suffered, then no matter how beautiful His words are, you would not believe it.
他亲自来经历这一切。
God personally came to experience all of this.
亲自来经历被自己的门徒背叛。
He experienced for himself the feeling of betrayal by his own followers.
被自己的弟弟妹妹们看不起
to be despised,
家人的轻视因为信仰
despised and looked down upon by his own brethren his brothers sisters and his family
讲所有爱人跟真实的话却被当成动机不纯
and all the words full of love and edification were treated as with unhanded means
各位弟兄姐妹啊你们的苦耶稣早就都经历过了。
Brethren, all the suffering you have gone through, Lord Jesus has gone through also.
那这些苦难的反应，我们接下来思考，会发生在耶稣的身上吗？苦难的自然反应啊。
So the natural responses to suffering, would Jesus also go through?
我们先来定义苦难这两个字。
Let us first define suffering.
什么叫做苦难？对苦难会有反应啊。
What is suffering and what reactions can you have to it?
肉体的疲倦或者衰败。
So a physical frailty or weakening.
心灵的孤单与痛苦。
Mental loneliness and anguish.
甚至我们身为基督徒还有一种很痛苦的感受就是我的祷告好像不蒙垂听。
And as Christians, a unique suffering we have is that our prayers are not answered.
这有很强烈的被离弃感。
This has a strong feeling of being forsaken.
有些人说啊啊，这些苦难我也有，但是我都没有那些反应。
Some people say I've gone through all of these emotions, yet I never react to them.
我告诉你，那个对你来讲根本不算苦难。
Then I will tell you, if you've not reacted to it, then it does not count as suffering for you.
对啊，如果说动一样一模一样的手术
，If you have gone through the exact same surgery as someone else,
前者啊，怕得要命，还紧张得要死。
That before it happens, you're very afraid. You're wanting to die.
对他来讲，这一场手术是一场苦难啊。
Then for this person, this surgery.
因为他很会紧张嘛，又担心嘛，然后在上面发抖嘛。
Then going through the surgery is suffering and torture for them because they're so anxious.
另外一个经历一模一样的手术，他却毫不担忧，也毫不担心，蛮有平安。
Yet for another patient, right before their surgery, they are calm, they are at peace, and they have no worries.
我告诉你，这一场手术对前者是苦难，对后者来说根本不是啊，理解吗
Then I tell you, the same surgery for the first person is suffering, and for the next, nothing.
很多世界上的事情啊，不是那个事情本身这样子而已，而是看经历的人怎么去反应它。每个人程度不一样啊。
There are many situations in this world where it's not just the circumstances alone, but it depends on how the person internalizes and experiences it.
所以扣除掉对苦难的自然反应之后，苦难本身就不会成为苦难。
If you take away the reactions that you have towards suffering, then the situation itself is not
suffering. 所以有人说啊，耶稣虽然经历那些痛苦啊，其实他没那么苦，那你就是不把他当人看。
So when people say that Lord Jesus going through all these things did not truly suffer, then you are saying that Jesus is not a human.
能够理解小弟在讲什么吗？
Can you understand what I'm
saying? 没有啦，耶稣那个是演给我们看的，其实他心里面很平安。
No, Jesus was actually acting because in his heart he was at peace through the whole thing.
被钉十字架的时候很笃定，很平安。
When Jesus was on the cross, he was actually at peace.
然后最后呢，他也不用吐那口气，他是故意为我们吐的。这样子
that when Jesus sighed his last breath, he didn't actually have to do that. He acted it out just for us.
是这样子吗？
Is that truly the case?
那这些都是装出来的吗？
Did Jesus truly act out everything?
好，那我们再继续再讲一个问题。你知道，对一个真正有信仰的人来讲，最痛苦的地方是什么？
For someone who truly has faith, what is the most painful thing they can go through?
我们的苦难通常是因为某一类型的丧失引起的嘛。
Our suffering is usually initiated by some kind of loss.
物质
financial.
亲人
or of our loved ones.
健康
of our health.
甚至是情感上的打击
or emotional damage.
生活上的意外
accidents that happen in our life.
这些某一类型有形无形的丧失都会造成我们某一部分痛苦的反应。
All these physical or immaterial losses will cause us to have a reaction to the suffering.
可是你知道吗？一样这个痛苦，苦难中的痛苦，借由某些机制是可以减轻啊。
However, all of the suffering through certain things, factors can be mitigated.
特别是你如果经历了这样的苦难的当时，结果呢，你能得到从神来的某种指引、安慰或帮助的时候。
Especially if during that point of suffering or afterwards you receive some kind of guidance or direction from God.
举例来说，亲人要离世，痛苦很大。
For instance, when a loved one is about to depart from this world, you are.
可是我们听到在本会里面，有些人长辈亲人要离世，事先得到神的通知啊，也有看到异象啊，叫他要洗好澡，准备好，还有马车来接他。你们有听过这些见证吗？不止一个啊。
Yeah, in our church, there are many testimonies where elderly people who are going to leave this world, they see visions that Jesus tells them to shower and be ready for chariots that are waiting them.
苦难里面有神特别给的安慰啦，我把它归类为神给的安慰啦，你就会减轻。
That even through suffering, there is special comfort that God gives that can help to alleviate the pain.
一样是发生意外，比如说就是交通意外。
And for example, a road traffic accident.
哎，发生意外我们很难解，是会受伤嘛
？When this car crash happens, of course, it's inexplicable, and we are in pain.
我曾听过我们韩国那个姐妹见证哦，啊，他们去参加教会活动。
I've heard a testimony from a sister in Korea.
回来应该蒙福的，结果厢型车在下交流道的时候。开车的年轻人速度太快了，翻车翻了好几圈啊，打滚啊。
They were coming home from a church event which should have been joyous, but the young driver drove too fast and the car flipped many times.
结果他们一下到，他们只什么都不知道，只一喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。结果我翻一翻啊，等于是游乐园座啊，整台车烂掉，里面人都没事啊。
And they were in shock. They didn't know what to do. All they could do was shout hallelujah. But after the car flipped many times, the car was wrecked. But everyone was safe.
我们自己是讲这样，我们遇到会吓死啊。
When we're saying it like this, it seems like nothing. But if we experience it, we'd be.
在那当下有神的恩典跟帮助，又减轻了这种苦难的程度，对不对
？In that moment, there was the guidance and protection from God that helped to alleviate the suffering.
身受病痛是一大操练。
When we go through illnesses, it is.
但有人祷告之后蒙恩得医治或体会到改善呢、啊、
？Yet people after they pray, they are healed or their situation turns better.
但是我现在要讲的就是。这些都是特别属灵的记号。我刚才讲的见证、哦、各位你一定要有意思，叫做特别属灵的记号。
But everything I've just mentioned, you need to take notice that these are special spiritual signs.
什么叫对了 sign？ 有的人把它放到 miracle 啦，神迹。
Some people might call them miracles.
其实它的原文叫 semeon， 就是记号的意思，征兆的意思。我们。翻成神迹啊 ，semeion 这个字啊，记号。
However, in the original text, it is semeion, which has the meaning of a sign.
我为什么解释是记号呢
？Why do I explain it as a sign?
神特别要让某些人 有这个记号证明他的能力跟存在。
That God wants to show these signs on particular people to show that God exists and show His power.
既然是记号，就不会是普遍性的，每个人求都有，这样理解吗
？And since they are signs, it means it is not common. It is not that everyone who wishes for one will receive.
所以有更多的人呐、啊，可能生病祷告之后，一样越来越差，也离世啦。
That means that there will be more people who, when they are sick, they pray, but they do not get better.
我说的还是我们主内的哦。
And I'm still talking about us Christians.
有的人啊，他可能在发生意外的时候，真的就这样走了。
There are some people when they meet with a car crash, they do pass away.
更多的人是死之前根本没有天使会来告诉你你会死啊，对不对
？And for most people before they pass away, there will not be an angel to tell them.
不是神比较不爱你。
The news. It is not that God does not love you.
因为当初神挑选的那些是作为一个记号，就是让你世界上的人察觉到有神的能力跟存在这样子而已。
Because God has chosen those few particular people as signs that God truly exists.
如果每个人祷告啊，都能照自己的意思，又健康又长寿，我看我现在我们当中应该坐着800岁的信徒才对啊。
If when you prayed, everything went according to your will, you could be healthy, then I trust you.
因为每个人总会觉得我责任未了嘛，我儿子担心完了，还有孙子，孙子担心完了，还有啊。不知道几代孙子，我要担心啊，对不对？主啊，慢一点，慢一点啊。
There will be many 800-year-olds sitting in the congregation because everyone always feels their responsibility is not yet finished.
所以这种祷告跟现实的背离，而且还有一种痛苦最大，我还没讲。
There is yet another suffering that is very great I've not talked about.
我如果一样信耶稣的，平常也不来聚会，平常也不祷告，平常也不做工。
If I believe in Jesus, yet I do not come attend services, I do not pray, I do not do divine work.
我现在有患难呐、啊。
And now I'm going through tribulation.
通常哦，我还会觉得说啊，这是神在引导我，在呼唤我回来，对不对
？Then I might think to myself, oh, this is a tribulation or a test from God.
最痛苦的就是另外一种。
It is guidance to come back.
明明哦，聚会从来不缺席。
But the most painful thing is when you attend every single sermon.
啊，祷告啊，还它比人家更认真，时间更长。
When you pray longer and harder than everyone else.
奉献比人家更多。
When you offer up more money.
做工也从来不缺少。
And you never skip out on your church.
然后凡事都遵照真理在生活。
And everything you do, you live according to the truth.
结果你看到他家受的意外啊，比不信主的还惨。
Yeah, when you look at, 你
能理解吗
？When you look at the disasters that happen to their household, it is even worse than those non-believers.
拉撒路不是这个样子吗
？Wasn't Lazarus like this?
信到病死。
He believed to the
point where he died. 有人说啊，主耶稣就复活他了，四天之后复活他。那我请问，他复活之后又活了几天？你知道吗
？And people might say, but Lord Jesus resurrected him after 4 days. But how long did he live?
这种讲法好像就是复活他，他就应该健康活到120。圣经有写吗？
You might think that since Jesus raised him from the dead, that he will live very healthy until 120.
你有没有想过一种可能性？复活他之后啊，搞不好啊。主耶稣刚走没多久，他也一样又死了。
However, have you thought of the possibility that after he was raised from the dead, after Jesus left, he died?
我的意思是我们真正追求的复活，不是那种地面上肉体的复活，那是一个 semeion， 只是一个记号而已呀、啊。
What I'm trying to say is that the resurrection that we hope for is not like Lazarus; that is just a sign.
所以那一种敬虔之后。反而好像不蒙垂顾，祷告不蒙应允的痛苦，对当事者是最巨大的。
The greatest suffering and pain you go through is someone who's truly godly and reverent, and yet they still meet with.
因为我遇过一个童年来跟我讲哦，传道我今天这样是活该呀、啊，本来我就哪里不好了嘛，他会这样反省啊。
There was a brethren who came to me and said, I'm so hopeless, and I was already so bad.
信仰最大的痛苦就在于，我再怎么反省都反省不出我哪里不遵照真理跟圣经，可是还蒙受这么大的苦难，你们能理解那种感受吗？找不到答案呢。
Is when you reflect very deeply on yourself and you cannot find any fault, and yet you're still meeting with trouble.
那是最大的操练，最难挨的时光。
That is the greatest trial and tribulation.
为什么我这么敬虔侍奉，仍然备受打击压迫
？Why is it that I am serving in such godliness yet I am so oppressed?
为什么我每天这样迫切祷告，我的身体越来越虚弱，每况愈下
？Why is it that when I pray so earnestly every day, yet my condition is worsening?
为什么我从来不停止奉献，我家却产生这么大的损失
？Why is it I never ceased an offering, but my household has faced such losses?
为什么我努力聚会查考真理？意外的状况还是发生了。
I attend sermons and I study the Bible, yet I still meet with these accidents.
为什么我不断的进食代祷，神还是把我所爱的带走了
Why is it that when I fast and pray, yet God still takes away what I hold most dear?
所以主耶稣留下了这句话，我们继续来做最后的思考。
The Lord Jesus left us this phrase. Let us ponder about it some more.
小弟讲我过去的一个经验，我当过，我去辅导一般学生灵恩会，大概12岁到18岁中间这个年纪的。
I was a counselor for a student spiritual convocation. The students were aged from 12 to 18.
哇，那一次啊，有一个麻烦的状况。
And there was an unfortunate circumstance.
就是那100多位学员里面啊，有3-4个一直哭，从第一天来就一直哭。
There were 100 students, and among them, 3 of the students cried from the moment they got there.
让小弟更惊讶的是啊，那几个都不是姐妹，全部是弟兄啊。
And what shocked me more is that they were all 3 of those were brothers and not sisters.
那为什么哭呢？
Why were they crying?
我们透过辅导员，我也去了解，原来是不习惯离开家庭跟父母，这辈子第一次啊。离开家出来住几天啊。
And after some asking, I found out they were crying because it was their first ever time leaving their parents and leaving home.
哇，这当中有人哭哭啼啼，哇，打电话给妈妈，哇，打电话给妈妈这样子啊。
And among them, they would cry to me and say, I want to go and call my mom.
熬他也熬不过。
And no matter what you say to them,
再不熬啊，他也不吃也不睡，上课也不听啊，他只好了，拿个手机一把你。来辅导员在旁边听他怎么跟妈妈说。
And so they would only be crying, they would not eat, they would not listen to classes, so the counselors had to make a phone call with him.
有的爸爸妈妈真的听啊，你哭哭哭哭哭，好好好好好，我会我会我会我会，电话都跟他儿子说会哦，会来接啦。
And so the child would be crying and crying, and the parents on the other side would say, yes, 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 I'll come and pick you up.
辅导员来跟我报告啊，都还没报告完，手机就响起来了。
And when the counselors came to report this back to me, their phone rang again.
然后辅导员的手机，传到，刚才那个妈妈要找你。
And the counselor picked
up, 我想说要骂我吗？
The counselor picked up the phone and said, oh, preacher, it is the parents who I just spoke to.
结果你知道那几个母亲说什么？
But do you know what those mothers told me?
传道。很抱歉啊，我儿子这样子，可是越是这样越要训练啊。
They say, preacher, I'm so sorry about my son. However, the more they cry like this, the more training they need.
我刚才安抚他的说会尽快去接他哦，我不会去接他的。
Just then, I comforted them, saying, I'll come pick you up shortly, but I'll not come and pick them up.
传道，拜托你，拜托你，我知道给你们留到最后，拜托你一定要把他留到最后啊。
Preacher, I beg of you, please leave them and let them stay to the end of the course. Please, I beg you.
好了，我讲这个见证，你们当过父母都能体会啊。
When I speak this testimony, those of you who are parents,
我告诉你，就这样一接回去啊。
After the children would go home,
以后要花更多的功夫。
If the parents came to pick them up early, then it would be a lot harder.
不是打电话来的妈妈，不是不爱他们的儿女呀、啊，你们知道吗
？Those parents who would not pick them up is not because they did not love their parents.
不是这些父母要离弃自己的子女啊。
It is not the parents who want to forsake their children.
不是他们不爱啊。
It is not that they do not love them.
不是因为这样才故意去忽略他们现在的不安跟恐惧。
And they are not,
不安跟恐惧嘛。
They are not purposefully neglecting their pain and their loneliness.
而是这些父母们知道这一段经历，更何况是在教会里面很安全，大家都是爱心的，这一段经历是他们必须要经过才能成长的。
But the parents know that this experience, let alone being at church, which is such a safe place, is a necessary path that they need to go through.
是独立成熟之前必要的操练。
And it is a requirement, a required testing for them to become independent.
那我们想，我们天上的天父难道不知道一个敬虔的基督徒也一定要经历这样的生命吗？
And let us think, does God not know that a godly Christian needs to go through certain things?
因为这是完全信心的淬炼过程，能理解吗？
This is how you refine a complete faith.
我们想想约瑟，创世纪里面那个约瑟、啊、做宰相的、啊、有没有印象？
Let us think Joseph in Genesis who became the prime minister.
约瑟年少的时候经过那一段黑暗的日子，很黑暗啊。
Joseph in his youth went through a period of darkness.
还说别人都看出来他与神同在啦。
And everyone else could see that he was in abundance with God.
我问大家，约瑟到直到被立为宰相的前一天，他知不知道自己将脱离苦难啊？
However, for Joseph, the day before he was crowned as prime minister, did he know that he would be leaving suffering?
神绝没有告诉他。你们发觉约瑟自己很怕。
No, God never told him. You can see
他怕自己被forgotten 啊, 被忘在这里啦, 所以求那个放出去的一定要纪念我, 诶, 不求神啊, 开始求人啊。
You know, Joseph was afraid of being forgotten, that he would ask the chief baker to remember him.
他根本不知道神的安排这样, 他的生活叫做什么? 我用一句话叫做每况愈下。
The cupbearer, and we find that when we look at his life, he is hitting rock bottom again and again.
被自己兄弟卖了，已经够惨了。来，接下来还要下一阶。
It is tragic enough for him to be sold by his own brothers, but then afterwards,
成为奴隶呀，也不是懒惰，做的尽心尽力，人家都看出来他与神同在，结果被害了，有没有？诬告。
He became a slave, and not only did he work hard, but he was then accused and then thrown into jail.
然后去跟死刑犯关在一起，真的人忘记他了。
He was locked up with death row inmates and they forgot about him.
我问你们，那一段时间约瑟会不会祷告？
In that period of time, was Joseph praying?
你知道有多久吗？ 约瑟有没有祷告？
Was Joseph praying?
神有没有让他觉得很平安？
Did God give him a peace?
神要是让他觉得很平安哦, 他不会求那个九正跟善长出去以后拜托纪念我一下。
If God gave him peace, then he would not have asked.
你们想一想，不会的啦。 因为神都知道我干嘛求人纪念我啊。
If God knows, then why would he ask humans to vouch for him?
他越信仰，他也是越来越虚哦，他不是完全人哦，不是完美的哦。
Joseph was not perfect, his faith was also weakening.
奇怪了，你能想过神与你同在，你的生活越来越惨吗？
Have you ever thought of a period of time where you were walking with God, your life was worse?
我们看圣经里面好几个例子啊，你会发觉神同在的时候啊，通常是越来越惨的那一段时间哦。 特别哦，这个是另外一个主题啦。
In the Bible, there are many instances where when someone is abiding with God, their life gets worse.
神没有跟你同在吗？ 没有，他跟你同在，他都知道啊。
Is God not with you? No, God is with you, and He knows.
那你想神为什么不出言鼓励他？不要忘记我在你身边，一句话就解决了嘛，我们就平安了嘛，会不会？
Why did God not speak up and say, "I am with you"? Do not be afraid, and then they will be comforted.
我告诉你，偏偏神就不会给你那句话。
I tell you, God will purposefully not say that.
所以那个弟兄一开始我的男弟兄，他只需要神的一句话来安慰他。你知道那几年他连一句话都等不到那种感受。The
brother I spoke about at the start of the sermon, all he was waiting for was one reply from God, and yet all those years he did not receive anything.
不只是约瑟啊。
Not only Joseph.
大卫难道不是吗？ 我再举刚才我讲的第二个。 大卫被神膏立之后，那十几年的日子，你们看一看，坐在冷气房看很容易啊。It
was David not the same that in those years after he was anointed, what was he doing?
那老实说，那个叫做过着老鼠蟑螂般的日子，一天到晚被追杀，你试试看。He
was living a life of a mouse being chased around.
全纽西兰的军队啊，就要追杀你这个人，你来过十几年过过看。Imagine
if all the soldiers in New Zealand were hunting to try and kill you.
躲来躲去，躲来躲去。 不是人的生活，那种心理压力是庞大。You
are roaming around and hiding. That is not living the life of a human.
可是你看圣经，我们旁观者清嘛，你觉得神有离开过他吗？
Yet when we read the Bible, it is easy for us as observers to see God did not leave him.
在那一段命定患难的日子，越来越黑暗，越来越痛苦，好像死又死不了，然后好像改善也改善不了，有没有？
Yet in those fated disastrous days, his life was not improving at all.
我们的耶稣基督呢？
What of our Lord Jesus?
在客西马尼园里面三次迫切祷告是什么内容？
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed three times earnestly. What was he praying about?
父啊，若是可行，求你将这苦杯拿走。
Father, if it is your will, then let this bitter cup pass.
但是我不知道最后那一句是又祷告多久又补上来的了哈。
And we're not sure at what point in the prayer he said this phrase.
祷告来的。 但是照着你的意思，不要照着我的意思。
Perhaps he was praying and praying afterwards, and then he said, "But let it be according to your will and not mine."
所以，那就照我的意思喽，你就死吧，痛苦的死吧，因为你原是为此而来。Then
according to the will of God, you will die. You will die a very painful death because that is your purpose.
耶稣祷告，我问你们，一般我们的印象，耶稣祷告会不会蒙垂听？
What is your understanding? Does Jesus have his prayers answered?
用在客西马尼园里面的祷告，完全不是这个结果，叫做不蒙垂听，对不对？
However, if we look at his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, we can say his prayers were unfulfilled.
各位，我们信仰里面一定会经历这种过程跟感受的。
And for all of us, we will experience this at one point.
你不要忘记，神非常爱约瑟。
Do not forget how much God loved Joseph.
你非不要忘记，神非常看重大卫。
Do not forget how much emphasis God placed on David.
甚至这个神自己在肉体当中就为我们经历过这一段，我完全的人照着我的需求所求的，几乎是不蒙答应，不蒙垂听。
And even God, who came into this world in the flesh as Lord Jesus, when he prayed according to his own will, was not answered.
正在祷告的时候，所有神说，你祈求就必得着。然后我必不撇弃你，我必拯救你的那些经文会不会一直出现啊？你不熟圣经还不会那么痛苦，你熟圣经痛苦死啊。
Yet throughout all of your prayers, all these verses saying that God will never depart from you, that God will answer your prayers, if you know the Bible well, you'll be even more painful.
这种信仰的背离啊，好像直接把你的皮从肉上面扒下来那么痛苦啊，你要去体会啊。
But being forsaken in your faith is as painful as being skinned alive.
所以耶稣最后这一句是为谁而发出的？
Who did Jesus cry out for?
这种无比深刻的沉重，既是他为自己而喊的，不要忘记，他为自己而喊的。
This inconsolable anguish he cried out for himself as well.
他不是喊假的。
Jesus is not act.
因为那时候他的感受，以人的感受来讲，就是完全被神离弃啦。
Because Jesus' feelings at that moment as a human was that he had been departed and
forsaken by God. 但是他也是为了在座诸位他所爱的你们而喊出来的。
Yet Jesus cried out at that moment also for each and every one of us whom he loves.
约翰福音十一章三十五节，看到耶稣会哭不翻了哈。
In John chapter 11 verse 35, Jesus wept.
路加福音十章二十一节记载耶稣会笑。
And Luke chapter 10 mentions that Jesus can also laugh.
马可福音三章五节记载耶稣会生气。
Mark chapter 3 verse 5 says that Jesus will be angry.
马可福音八章十二节说耶稣也把拖大亏啦，会叹息呀。
And Mark chapter 8 verse 12 tells us that Jesus will sigh.
耶稣会渴，会饿，会累，这些他毫不隐藏，有没有发觉？
Jesus will be thirsty, hungry, and tired. He does not hide any of this.
他不是高高在上的告诉你说，你们经历的我虽然没有经历过，我都了解。没有，他让你知道，我们所经历的一切感受，他全部深刻的经历过。
He does not stand all high and mighty above us, telling us that he understands. No, he has truly experienced everything.
所以经文才留下这么一节嘛，我们来看最后一节。
Let's turn to the last verse.
我们看希伯来书二章十七节到十八节。
Hebrews 2, chapter 17 to 18.
希伯来，新约圣经希伯来书二章十七十八。
New Testament, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 to 18.
十七节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Verse 17, Therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 18, For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
因此在他肉体生命的最后时刻，
In the last moments of his fleshly life,
他依然不忘在至深的痛苦当中留下他爱的呼声。
Jesus, throughout his suffering, did not forget to cry out in his great love.
那就是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们不得不走在天父旨意所预定，
That beloved brothers and sisters, when we walk on the way in which God has ordained for us,
却非我们原来所愿的这条路上的时候，
Yet it does not match what we expect.
没有人不希望健康到离世那一天为止。
There is no one who does not desire to be healthy until the moment they die.
但是神的安排不一定如此。
However, the arrangements of God may not be like this.
没有人不希望我的婚姻跟教养都是完美的。
There is no one who does not wish to have a beautiful marriage and career.
但是神允许的状况并非如此。
However, the conditions that God allows you to meet with may not be like this.
我们都希望我们的圣工有美好的果效。
We all hope that our divine work will have beautiful fruits.
但是在神的 blueprint 中并非如此。
However, this may not match with God's blueprint.
当生活的逆境的感受与我们所领受的信心跟应许 发生极大背离的时候
，and when the difficulties and obstacles in our life do not match with the promises and hope that we know of，
那个时候你一定会体会到灵里极大的孤单。
In that moment, you will experience incredible loneliness in the spirit.
好像神不理我。
As if God does not care.
就是神不理我。
God does not care.
甚至会开始怀疑起神对我的爱。
You will start to doubt that God loves you.
好像被离弃一样。
As if you have been forsaken.
你也会发出跟耶稣一样的声音，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
And you will also cry out, just as Jesus had, God, why have you forsaken me?
你喊这一句没关系，但是我恳请你在那时候也想起耶稣跟你喊过一样的话来。
It is fine for you to cry out like that, but I beg of you that in that moment, you also remember that Jesus cried the same thing.
当你喊出那一句话的时候，请你也想起耶稣跟你喊出一样的话而得到莫大的安慰。
That when you cry out like that, please remember that the Lord Jesus cried the exact same thing and be comforted in that fact.
原来主耶稣你也经历过了。
That actually, Lord Jesus, you have also experienced this.
原来主耶稣你也了解我现在所有的感受。
Now, Lord Jesus, you truly have understood everything I'm feeling.
如果我们相信在这句话之后所发生的所有事情，如果我们相信
And if we believe, then after that moment,
包括他的死亡，包括他的复活，包括他的升天。
We must also believe in everything that happened afterwards, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to heaven.
相信我，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Please believe me, brothers and sisters.
你虽然感觉神离弃你，其实他在你身边。
Although you feel God has forsaken you, he is by your side.
他要你更进一步，有信心顺服他所有的安排。
He wants you to go the next step further to have more faith in him.
不要离弃他的道。
Do not forsake his word.
因为他经历过的也会发生在你身上，将来你会复活升天。
Because what Jesus experienced, you will also experience to be resurrected and ascend to heaven.
他先为我们走过这条路了。
He has walked this path for us.
以利、以利、拿马色、撒巴各大尼，其实是同受苦难的呼喊。
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is the cry of those who suffered together.
感谢主，我们今天见证到这里。
We thank God that our service ends here.
我们一起来吟诗。
Let us all sing.
赞美诗371首。
Sing hymn 371.
面临试炼的时候。
When we meet with trials.
我愿主让大家尽量没有这样的时候。
I hope to God that you will have less of these moments.
不管你过去经历过。
That no matter what you've experienced in the past.
现在正身处其中。
Now we are starting anew.
或者将来何时会遇到。
Or whatever you're facing in the future.
希望你已经准备好，也有神的恩典与你同在。
I hope that you are well prepared and have the grace of God with you.
他从来没有离开你。
He has never left you before.
虽然他没有回应你。
Although he may not have answered you.
因为他要我们去体会真理跟生命。
Because he wants us to experience life and truth.
让我们配得上永远的荣耀。
That we may be worthy of eternal glory.
我们为自己的信仰，也为教会的圣工来代祷。
We pray for our own faith as well as the church work.